So this is the tack the administration seemed to be taking here, with increasing concerns on the part of everyday Americans, economists, market participants about rising inflation. The administration says this is an unusual situation here with COVID, with supply shocks, even as Republicans try to sort of make it a political issue on the other side, saying the administration's spending plans, former spending plans and bills, have been at least partially responsible. Wherever way you slice it, Brian Sozzi, it's evident the prices are going up on the consumer level, and that this is continuing to pressure Americans' spending and potentially pressure it going forward. Certainly, it's hitting confidence.
Yeah, no, we had that consumer confidence report out last week, and the tone around that with respect to inflation was quite alarming. And I wrote more about inflation in the Morning Brief newsletter this morning. It's on the Yahoo homepage. I encourage everyone to check it out. But really now starting to hear the first murmurs on the street of faster than expected interest rate hikes next year. And in the brief, I highlighted what Goldman Sachs said over the weekend. They are now expecting two interest rate hikes. One starting in July next year, the other one coming in November, as a result of inflation that they concede is a lot higher than they expected. I heard that similar tone as well, a new note out of Jefferies too, suggesting that rate hikes may now need to happen a lot quicker than the market expects because of this inflation. But Julie, I saw what you did there. You mentioned the word slice, and I was in the supermarket this past weekend, tweeted out a photo of this giant turkey. You said it was a giant turkey. You slacked that to me. And there it is. I mean, it was $72.30. And what I didn't realize until I went back and looked at the photo, the turkey behind it was $78. Now, I have not bought a Thanksgiving turkey in my life before, full and fair disclosure. But to me, this seems very inflationary for a turkey that, even though some would say this is a Ferrari of turkeys, you know, Bell and Evans, not the typical Butterball, no offense to Butterball. But still, I mean, that is a big price tag and no doubt inflationary.
Brian, okay, I buy your inflation argument. This is the wrong example. This is absolutely the wrong example. And I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. That Bell and Evans turkey is $3.99 a pound. Anyone who like is a real person shopping at the grocery store, you look at the per share, for lack of a better word, you look at the unit price of something. You don't look at the total price of something to measure inflation. That is an 18-pound turkey, dude. You're not buying that turkey for yourself. Unless you're having like 20 people around your Thanksgiving table, you are not buying an 18-pound turkey. And I don't know what Bell and Evans per pound price was last year or the year before that, but $3.99 is not insane for a Bell and Evans turkey. That being said, yes, obviously there is inflation out there on a number of different items, and all of the sort of measures of looking at the typical Thanksgiving basket, right, from cranberries to stuffing to turkey, have shown that we are seeing those unit prices on the rise. To me, yes, this is $72 for turkey is a big number, but it's a big turkey. In any case, however, to take a step back, when we talk about this inflation argument, again, the question is, how do you attack this issue, right? Do you attack it through raising interest rates? As you said, Goldman Sachs now calling for more this year. Michael Dardo of MKM, who we're going to have on later in the show, also is saying that the Fed is getting behind the curve here. But it comes back to our ongoing discussion about supply and demand. We know there's a supply shock here. We know there are ongoing supply chain issues. The question is, the demand that is also out there and the money supply that is also out there, the Fed raising rates and sort of addressing that side of the equation, is that going to actually tackle the inflation problem in an accurate way? And I should also mention that the views on the Fed are far from unanimous. Morgan Stanley out this morning with a note, strategist Andrew Sheets penning that note this morning and saying inflation is actually peaking right now. And it's going to improve. And that team is not calling for interest rate increases until 2023. So even though they say to avoid U.S. stocks in 2022, their views on inflation and interest rates do not necessarily square with what we're hearing from some other banks.
I think this will be one of those topics you and I just don't see eye to eye on, Julian. That's okay. You know, I look at the total price. And when I see a turkey that may end up costing me $85 after taxes or whatever it might be, that's a big purchase. But look, I mean, it is tomato sauce too. We just talked to the CEO of Sovos Brands, came on a week ago. I mean, they're taking the prices from $6.99 a jar to close to $10 a jar. I mean, this is happening. I mean, this is happening in real time. But what I will say this, Julie, it is interesting to see the markets hold up here despite these inflationary readings. And you have to wonder, I think investors are trying to think, well, what is one way we can beat inflation? It's probably staying invested in this market because we have seen a pretty good third quarter earnings season. And then secondarily, you know, what stocks should you be playing in an inflationary environment? It's probably dividend stocks, and we've seen a good bid under those as well.
One more thing I want to mention is what's going on with the energy prices as part of this whole equation, right? Because certainly we have seen gasoline prices go up. And that's something, too, that is very visible to people. You see the prices right there on the gasoline station. And gas prices have been ticking up this year. Here is a 10-year chart of gasoline prices. So we are seeing them tick up. They are not where they were 10 years ago. They were higher at that point in time, just again, to put a little perspective on all of this. But it is something that is also very much affects people's day-to-day lives. We have heard that Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for releases to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to increase supply in the United States and help alleviate some of these gas prices. Obviously, you can see there's been a big increase over the last year, even if the 10-year chart of retail gasoline prices looks a little more reasonable. But there, too, certainly, Saz, you know, maybe more people are driving electric and hybrid these days, but certainly enough people are filling their tanks still that is a challenging number for them.
Yeah, I mean, to fill up your car might be, I know in some areas by me in New York, I mean, it's pushing 450 a gallon for the high test, but you know, you fill up that gas tank, you fill it up with two or three of those Bell and Evans turkeys. I mean, that's about a $200 trip right there.
What's your MPG on the T-Bird? I'm really curious. I can't imagine it's very high.
I think we're clocking in about 15 miles a gallon.
Nice. All right.